Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guests are here to talk about tomorrow night's Mudrooms event. Welcome, Jeff Smith. He's on the storyboard. And Crystal Borland is here. She is the executive director of NAMI, and they are the beneficiary of Mudrooms admissions this spring. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Nice to have you here. So Mudrooms 3 left. Tomorrow night is?
Tomorrow night is way too close, and it starts at 7 p.m. It's $7 to get in, and all that money will go to benefit NAMI.
Got it. Northern Light United Church, right?
Yeah, Northern Light United Church down in the flats on 11th Street. 11th Street in the flats.
And seven storytellers?
Seven storytellers, yep, and they each tell a seven-minute story. Way too close is going to be our theme, so we'll see how our storytellers decide to tie it in this month.
I got it. Who's in the lineup this year?
We have Guy Archibald, Randy Coleman, Alan Cleveland, John Neary, Nels Erde, Keith Palkey, and Tom Rastel. And there's going to be music. It's going to be Irish tunes by Hopkins and Son.
Okay. If somebody hasn't been to Mudrooms before, how would you describe the scene there?
Yeah, it's a really nice community, I think, that's been built there. A lot of people are, you know, when we ask every month, is this your first Mudrooms? And there's always, you know, 5, 10, maybe 15. But so it's a kind of a community of people that come together once a month to hear stories from their friends and neighbors on a theme. And, you know, sometimes you laugh real hard. Sometimes you cry a little bit. You kind of never know what you're going to get. But, you know, I'm always so impressed at how well the storytellers do.
Crystal, have you been before?
I have. I frequent Mudrooms, and we have a lot of board members who go frequently to Mudrooms. And it's a great kind of community event to come in, especially during the winter months. And, like you said, I feel like I've cried, I've laughed, and sometimes been shocked.
Jeff, do you happen to have the number in your head of how much money you've raised for philanthropies here in town?
I know that we've raised over $100,000. I don't know where we're at currently, but over $100,000.
Got it. So it's $7 to get in tomorrow night. And, I mean, you guys pack the house, right?
We do. Yeah, especially if it looks like it does outside right now. Tomorrow, I'm sure we'll have a packed house.
And all that money this spring will be going to NAMI. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Got it. And last month they raised over $1,500 for us. So between the admissions and cookie sales and coffee, it's really incredible.
How does NAMI use that money?
Yeah, so primarily here in Juneau, we're providing education classes and facilitating support groups and doing advocacy work, all to help individuals who are living with a mental health condition and support their loved ones as well. So our programs are free of charge for participants. So some of this funding will go towards helping with curriculum materials, promoting these programs so they really reach people, and also training our facilitators, who are mainly volunteers who are trained to lead these programs.
How would you sort of describe the state of mental illness awareness in our community? It seems like we're getting better at understanding some of the things surrounding it.
Yeah, there was a really interesting discussion at 360 last week, I believe. And I believe it's just been posted on mental health and substance abuse. And it was kind of looking at Alaska. But certainly over the last few decades, it seems like we're doing a lot better and we've come really far. And I would say that there's a lot of organizations in town that kind of come together to try to continue to promote mental health awareness and really try to encourage people to reach out for help and seek the resources that are here.
What might surprise our listeners about mental health? What are things that some people just don't know? What do you say?
I think how common they are. They say the National Institute of Mental Health says that in the United States, 1 in 5 youth and 1 in 5 adults are living with a diagnosable mental health condition. So everything from anxiety to depression to bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. So I think there's a lot more people impacted. I think that's a pretty surprising number for folks, that these are really common illnesses and they impact a lot of us.
Okay. We can support everything we were just talking about by going to Mudrooms tomorrow night. Way too close, 7 p.m. at Northern Light United Church. And then how's the rest of the season looking, Jeff?
The rest of the season's looking great. So we're all full up for storytellers. We have Don't Tell the Kids is our final event. And then next month is
Can kids come to that one?
Yeah, they can come, but they should probably bring earmuffs just in case.
I guess that's a good question, too. Who is Mudrooms good for, like age-wise?
You know, we really see a wide range. There's always kids at every event, and I think it's really good for anyone. You know, some younger kids might have a hard time maintaining focus for, you know, an hour and a half of storytelling, but a lot of kids come and they do a good job of, you know, being respectful and paying attention.
Yeah, that's right, because you usually do like four stories, right, small intermission, and that's when the musicians get to play as well.
Yeah, the musicians come back out during that intermission and then three stories to round it out.
Got it. Irish music tomorrow, right?
Yeah, Irish tunes.
Fun. Do you need any more storytellers this year?
So we need three for our May event. So if you have a story that should not be told to the kids, we're looking for three in May. You could find us at the event, any of the storyboard members, and just tell us that you're interested in telling a story. You could sign up at mudrooms.org, find us on Facebook and message us there. So we're looking for three more for May, but we're all filled up for next month.
Got it. And also thinking of like NAMI as your beneficiary, next year's applications?
Yeah, right now you could find the application if you are working for a nonprofit organization and you're interested in being one of the beneficiaries for next season. Our application is online at mudrooms.org, and you could fill that out by April 1st, and we'll be considering those in mid-April when the storyboard gets together to chat about which organizations we would like to see be the beneficiary next year.
Okay. We've been talking with Jeff Smith from Mudrooms and Crystal Borland from NAMI. You can meet them tomorrow night, Tuesday, 7 p.m. at Northern Light United Church. The theme of the stories will be way too close. And, yeah, nice talking to you, too. Are we missing anything?
No, thanks so much.
Thank you to the storyboard for supporting us and to the community.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing, this girl's an open page. But marking, she's so close now, this girl is half his age.